Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures mid to upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Cloudy for tonight, mid 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. We'll see some isolated rain showers in the afternoon with a high near 75. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 58. And Sunday, chance for some rain showers. Currently, it's 74.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Late on Thursday, the Senate Ag Committee announced they'll hold a hearing to consider two nominations with USDA. Bill Northey, the current Iowa Ag Secretary, to be Undersecretary for Agriculture for Farm and Foreign Agriculture Services, and Greg Ibaugh, the current Director of Agriculture for the state of Nebraska. He's to be Undersecretary for Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Now, the hearing will take place next Thursday morning, October the 5th, and there's yet to be a time scheduled for a confirmation vote by the full Senate. Negotiators in the North American Free Trade Agreement talks say they've made progress after the third round of talks concluded this week. A report out says the talks of progress comes as tensions grow between the U.S. and Canada over aircraft. The U.S. imposed trade duties on Canadian-made aircraft, inflaming tensions with Canada. Now, the nations did make some progress in the talks, including closing out the chapter on small and medium-sized businesses. The U.S. Commerce Department made the decision to impose duties on Bombardier's Marquis jetliner on the final days of negotiations. Now, Canada's foreign minister called the Trump administration protectionist, saying that the fact is no big secret to the rest of the world. At the same time, she said Bombardier's issue is separate from NAFTA negotiations. Now, negotiators did say they made progress on several different areas, including telecommunications, digital trade, and state-owned enterprises. The chapter on competition will probably be agreed on before the next round of talks begin. And Brazil's ag minister said the ban on fresh Brazilian beef exports to the U.S. may be lifted in October. The ban was first imposed back in June. An article says it would end after the U.S. finishes evaluating the responses on documents sent in response to questions raised earlier this year by the U.S. veterinary mission to Brazil. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Fall is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Kitch Tire Rebate. Matt Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road, that's Matt Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway, Hankook Tire.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. State agents are investigating some kind of what they're referring to as an incident which occurred last night in Ellsworth County. The Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office says the incident occurred in the rural Ellsworth County community of Lorain last night. No additional details have been released. The KBI is expected to release a statement with more details. Authorities are saying two people are dead after an apparent family dispute in Topeka. Topeka police said in a news release that officers responded yesterday afternoon to a report about a possible shooting in a wooded area near the Kansas River. The officers found two people who had sustained injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. The names weren't immediately released, pending notification of relatives. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Authorities have identified a man fatally shot by a Topeka police officer near a park in the Kansas capital following what they described as a struggle with police. The Lawrence Police Department said the man shot was 30-year-old Dominique Tyrell White of Topeka and that two officers were involved. The Lawrence Police Department is handling the investigation because it involves Topeka police officers. A third teenager says he's wanting to be the next governor of Kansas. Ethan Randless, a 17-year-old from Wichita, says he'll join teenagers from Wichita and Prairie Village as candidates in next year's gubernatorial race to replace incumbent Republican Governor Sam Brownback. The state of Kansas has no law which governs the qualifications as far as age in a gubernatorial race. And forecasters saying statewide we'll see a warming trend into next week. Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A former Platte County employee has been accused of stealing from the county while in charge of the county's adult diversion program. Court records say Tracy Nelson of Monroe is charged with two counts of theft and one count of tampering with evidence. A former police chief in an Omaha suburb who's facing drunken driving charges has bonded out of jail. Officers arrested Leonard Hoolhouse yesterday and booked him into the Sarpy County Jail. He bonded out less than 2 hours later. He had served 22 years in the Papillion Police Force, including 14 as chief. He left the department in 2015 and is currently employed by the city as director of the Terra Hills and Eagle Hills golf courses. And in a court ruling today, the Nebraska Supreme Court has rejected an effort to resume beer sales in White Clay, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, approving the budget as published, with no comments heard at the public hearing. The vote was 2-1, with Lynn Feldhausen voting no, expressing concern with cutting the $5,000 budget for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth in half. He was in favor of retaining the $5,000 level, which commissioners had cut after reconsideration and opting to continue membership in the North Central Regional Planning Commission. The mill levy will be 52.094, just below the previous year. The requested increase for the county attorney budget was discussed after Dennis Wanklin appeared in opposition. An initial conversation with two architectural firms interested in developing plans for upgrading the county jail was held. The sheriff pointed out a need to avoid potential liability issues while providing additional space for inmates and staff. Fee structures were presented ranging from 6.75% to 9%. Another firm is to present Monday. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed payroll in the 40-hour work week. A motion was made for a 40-hour work week, except the sheriff, jail, and dispatchers, not an 8-hour day. Not taking a lunch hour will not allow a worker to leave early. There was no second to that motion. They would like more discussion, and county commissioners will continue that at the next meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and received a thank you for help with improvements made recently at the fairgrounds. Additional improvements will be continued. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved a contract with Washington County, Kansas for 10 beds in the county jail. Another 5 were reserved by contract with Dawson County, Nebraska. Both annual contracts are at a rate of $45 per day per inmate, due whether or not the facilities are used. The agreement results in $246,000 annually to handle overcrowded accommodations of a Gage County jail. A former Marysville man was killed in a work-related train accident in Arlington, Texas last Saturday morning. John J.P. Beckman, age 48, was killed while switching trains for the Union Pacific. Marysville firemen responded to a garage fire early last Saturday morning, shortly after midnight. The accidental blaze reportedly did extensive damage to the detached garage at 1702 Carolina, which is owned by Randy Jones. The fire was accidental in nature. A Leonardville man, Kelly Graham, age 18, was arrested Wednesday morning in the 200 block of Arizona in Leonardville on charges of rape and blackmail. Bond was set at $25,000. Barbara Jane Welch, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Barbara Welch. Beatrice M. B. Thompson, age 63, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at the Laughlinhove Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 9. Family will meet friends Sunday from 2 until 4. At the Laughlinhove at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for B. Thompson. Jason L. Butler, age 39, son of Steve and Joy Butler of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 5. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jason Butler. John Paul J.P. Beckman, age 48, formerly of Marysville, passed away September 22nd. Funeral service Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Private burial at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 6:30, at the Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J.P. Beckman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too. Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prices come with friendly service.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking ahead into the weekend, we do have a low-pressure system that will make its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. Looks like bringing us some isolated rain showers as we head into Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night. We could see some chance of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like rain showers more likely as we head into Sunday and Sunday night. Otherwise, beautiful weather throughout the rest of this Friday. We'll see temperatures remain in the mid to upper 70s and even back into the 80s by Monday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Cloudy for tonight, mid-50s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Saturday, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the afternoon with a high near 75. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 58. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, will continue the chance of rain showers breezy at 77 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature late September 75, record high on this date 104 in 1953. The average low 51, the record low 33 in 1888. Sunset this evening at 7:08, sunrise in the morning at 7:18.
There's no reason potatoes should be reserved for just the holidays. A few reasons to make them a year-round staple on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Daddy, there's a monster under my bed.
Oh, sweetie, there can't be a monster under your bed. We have Front Point.
Front Point?
Yeah, it's the thing on Daddy's phone that protects our home.
Your phone can protect us?
With Front Point, it can. And in addition to protecting your home and family from monsters of all types, FrontPoint Security also lets you control your lights, locks, and thermostat from your smartphone. So now, everyone who has a smartphone can have a smart home, too. No matter where you are, you can see and control what's happening at home. You can even talk to visitors at your door and keep an eye on your kids. To learn how FrontPoint lets you do all this right from your phone, just text the keyword NEED44 to 642-642 on your smartphone.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Sleep well, knowing your home is protected by FrontPoint and your smartphone. To learn how, text NEED44 to 642-642. That's NEED44 to 642-642.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. Singing cowboy Gene Autry was born on this day in 1907. What's the world's most misunderstood vegetable? Our vote might be be for the sweet potato. First off, it's not really a potato, but a tuberous root, a member of the morning glory family. You may call it a yam, but technically it's not that either. A true yam is a different plant entirely, with origins in Asia and Africa. Here's what is true about the sweet potato. It was first cultivated by the Incans in South America. It produces more nourishment per acre than any other cultivated plant, and it's one of nature's best sources for beta-carotene and vitamin A. So keep sweet potatoes on the table year-round. They're not just for the holidays anymore. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Fall is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Kitch Tire Rebate. Matt Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road. That's Matt Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway. Hankook Tire.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Closing arguments are underway in the aggravated assault trial of NBA players Marcus and Markieff Morris. The Morris brothers, former KU standout basketball players, are accused of helping three other people beat 36-year-old Eric Hood on January 24th of 2015. An Arizona grand jury indicted the NBA players on felony aggravated assault charges. Jurors began hearing testimony on the 18th of this month. Hood testified last week that he initially said both brothers were assailants. He later changed his testimony to say Markieff did not assault him, but was in the vicinity. The jury will begin with deliberation after a prosecutor and defense attorneys finish closing arguments. The twin brothers face the possibility of prison time and discipline from the NBA if convicted. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Daniel Norris threw five scoreless innings to pick up his first victory in more than 3 months as the Detroit Tigers snapped a season-high nine-game losing streak by beating the Kansas City Royals 4-1 last night. The Tigers had been outscored 68-39 in their losing streak, which was their longest since dropping nine straight September 1st through the 9th of 2005. Next up for the Royals, they'll square off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That game at the K this evening, first pitch at 7:15. The Redskins romped past Oakland last week behind a big game from Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs are one of two unbeaten teams left in the NFL after dismantling the Chargers heading into Week 4. The teams meet this coming Monday night at Arrowhead Stadium in one of the league's marquee showdowns. It's a bye week for KU Jayhawk football. Kansas State will meet up with Baylor in Manhattan tomorrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville kicks off at Clay Center, live broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Wamego entertains Chapman, Concordia's at Abilene. In our Friday feature game, Frankfort kicks off at Axtell, live coverage on FM 95.5. Washington County at Jackson Heights, Valley Heights entertains with Muncie. Hanover's at Wetmore, Lynn at St. John's Beloit. Centralia at Nemahal Central. Diller Odell meets Omaha Christian Academy at Brownell Talbot. And Southern entertains Milford. High school football's the focus on the K-Prep's pregame show, airing following news and weather at 6 Friday evenings on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
South Hill Pottery is now offering art classes for adults. The Coasting in the Fall class will be on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. starting October 3rd. Class fees cover the materials for 6 coasters, glazes, and firing, $22 plus tax. Space is limited, so sign up today at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville or call 562-8296. It's time for pumpkin pie dreams for kids at South Hill Pottery. Classes to make a set of pumpkin-themed plates start the first week of October from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Class fees are $35 plus tax and include all the materials for the plates. Stop in at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville or see the South Hill Pottery Facebook page for more details. Space is limited, so sign up today.
Consider neighboring plants when adding spring-blooming bulbs to your garden in fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shade-tolerant daffodils combine nicely with hostas, Virginia bluebells, and other shade-tolerant plants. The emerging hosta leaves help mask the daffodil foliage and fading leaves of the bluebells. Or mix them with daylilies, whose foliage mimics the daffodils. Grow fall-blooming colchicums, often called autumn crocus, in ground covers and low-growing perennials. The colchicum leaves appear in spring for about 8 weeks, then die. The leafless flowers sprout in early fall, providing a second flush of color to that part of the garden. Select colors that echo the surrounding spring-blooming trees and shrubs. Mix the big, bold flowers of alliums with fine-textured plants like Willow Amsonia and Threadleaf Coreopsis. The possibilities are endless. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Whether you are a student of history or not, we each know something about the Civil War. However, the next chapter is one few have heard about, yet it's one that is very important. It's the tale of a very determined lady who worked tirelessly to help those in need. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
You probably have not heard of Annie Wittenmeyer, but you should. She was a native of Keokuk, Iowa.
One of her main ideas was to make sure that there was good health care for our soldiers, clean linens, good food, health care for the children, make sure the children had somewhere to go, and the wives that became widows. She wanted to make sure that they were being well taken care of and the children were being taken care of.
Tanya Boltz at the Keokuk Public Library shares the story of Annie, a lady who wanted to help those affected by the Civil War.
She did travel quite a bit, being actually down in almost the trenches trying to help these soldiers.
She saw the horrors of battle and did her part to help those in need.
She was really worried about the women. She had a home for the women and the children once they were widowed.
And that home was established here in the city on the banks of the Mississippi River. But the assistance went beyond just a place to stay.
anybody that they needed the help, they just came here. And she also established a school for the children, too, because a lot of times they had no means to get to the school. So she used her resources for that.
Although Keokuk was often far from the battleground, this was actually a very good place for Annie to base her work.
Keokuk had 7 Civil War hospitals. That was one of the big reasons why that she wanted this established, because we already had the soldiers coming from the north and the south here.
She was known as God's angel for what she accomplished. And here in Keokuk, helping soldiers and their families was the prime role during the Civil War.
With the Civil War hospitals, we also received one of the first national cemeteries this side of the river. These soldiers died. They needed a place to establish them.
Although those old hospitals are now gone, the work of Annie Wittenmeyer is not forgotten by residents here. Traveling the countryside in Keokuk, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
One perk of living outside of town is burning trash in a barrel instead of hauling it away. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With that privilege comes responsibility and attention to safety when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Folks have a burn barrel at the edge of their pasture. My dad burns stuff like wood scraps, tree debris, and cardboard boxes. He's always careful to note how strong the wind is, and if conditions are too dry, he doesn't leave the barrel unattended. Bill Troop is a fire program specialist with the U.S. Fire Administration. He says a burn barrel should be placed in an area that's flat, clear of debris, away from buildings, and has a water source nearby. Even though the smoldering materials are contained inside the barrel, Troop says you should always cover it with a screen.
It catches debris from blowing around, and you really shouldn't be burning on windy days because you don't know where the flying embers could go. You know, you don't want flying embers obviously flying across into the grass on your neighbor's roof, on your roof. The potential for fire is there.
Building a small fire is best because flame height is not held back by the top screen. Periodically add material as the contents burn down. This will keep the flame under control and reduce the number of sparks flying around. Make sure everything is completely extinguished when you're done. How you burn is critical for safety, but so is what you burn. Some items should never be incinerated in the open air.
Basically, anything that's chemical could cause toxic smoke. Some communities even regulate that what you can burn in there is simply like yard debris and wood. You know, you can't actually go ahead and burn plastics and other materials. You don't want to be burning your spare tire because you might be inhaling these fumes too.
Troop says it's a good idea to call your fire department's non-emergency number and let them know when you're planning to burn. Your neighbors might see smoke and call 911. You may also need a permit, so be sure to check out the regulations in your area. Find more safety tips for burning in a barrel at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Changes not thy compassion.
One big agricultural company does with some of its profits today on the Farm Journal Report.
When it's important to your farm, it's on farmjournalpro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit farmjournalpro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
Big agribusinesses are similar to corporations in other economic sectors in that they often earmark some of their profits for humanitarian purposes. Philanthropy has been a part of the culture for the Andersons since the company was founded in 1947. So while much of the company's focus is on grain trading, selling crop inputs, manufacturing ethanol, and owning rail cars, the part of the company that gives money to good causes is handled by community commitment manager Julie Payeth.
We have a philosophy of really giving broadly in the community. So we support things like arts and culture and education and a variety of social service issues like homelessness and feeding programs and a number of those initiatives, health and wellness. But we're most closely aligned with our business in specific agriculture initiatives and environmental research and support.
You know those rescue tubes used to keep people from suffocating in grain bins? Payeth says the Andersons makes those and gives some of them to volunteer rescue groups, along with the training on how to use them.
One of our devices this year was used to help save two lives in Albion, Michigan, near our ethanol plant. So this is a particular one where we just really see the value. If we can save one life, that program has been successful as far as we're concerned.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Korea's trade minister is meeting with lawmakers in D.C. this week, ahead of a meeting with U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer next month. Lighthizer will meet with Korea next month to discuss a path forward for CORUS, the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement. Korea's trade minister has met with agriculture sector lawmakers, including Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, discussing CORUS, along with Iowa's Chuck Grassley. Fischer maintains support for CORUS because, she said, of the great economic benefit it provides agriculture. South Korea will host the next round of trade with the U.S. on October the 4th. The Trump administration seeking to amend the five-year-old deal to address the country's growing deficit of trade with South Korea. Owners of Beef Products Incorporated have established a $10 million fund to benefit former BPI employees impacted by plant closures. The fund will help employees who were laid off when sales dropped stemming from a series of reports about the company's lean, finely textured beef product that was broadcast over ABC News.
BPI laid off roughly 750 employees and closed facilities in Iowa, Kansas, and Texas at the time those reports aired in 2012. Now, following a settlement with ABC in the lawsuit, BPI announced the fund this week. In June, BPI settled for a $1.9 billion lawsuit against ABC and correspondent Jim Avila for defamation and claims that the network had used false information. The settlement amount was not made public, but Walt Disney Company's ABC's parent company listed a $177 million litigation settlement in a quarterly financial filing. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. After the quarterly stocks report, we saw some movement for corn, and that is towards the upside. Some movement for Kansas City wheat sharply to the downside, and soybeans have really rallied. December corn at 5 1/4 at 357 and 3/4. March at 5 1/4 at 370 1/2. December Kansas City wheat down 5 1/4 at 448. March down 5 1/2 at 465 1/4. In fact, all three of the wheat markets have shown some struggles through the late morning after the quarterly stocks report, so things not too happy there. Soybeans really started off on the wrong foot, but have bounced big time. November beans up 16 at 975 1/2. January beans up 15 3/4 at 986. October soybean meal up 560 at 312.40. October bean oil is up 23 at 32.82. So really some good news in the quarterly stocks report for soybeans and corn. Taking a look at the livestock complex, we're still seeing strongly mixed numbers there. Live cattle are doing well. Feeder cattle are not. October live cattle up 35 at 109.32. December up 15 at 115.20. The later months are mostly higher. October feeders down 50 at 152.45. November feeders down 47 at 154.50. So really some struggles for feeder cattle. All the later months in feeders are down as well. Hogs are holding on to the green things. October hogs up 30 cents at 55.85. December up 260 at 60.87. So hogs continue to do well here on Friday. Cotton has seen some struggles over the course of the day, but rallying a bit and then falling back. December cotton now down 18 points at 68.79. March down 1 at 68.04, but some of the later months are up. Market updates, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Typically, the weather is just fine in that part of Arizona this time of the year. It'll be interesting to see what we get tomorrow. But again, you're invited. Come on by and enjoy people and enjoy good Arizona beef. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire is your place to go for tire service during this busy harvest season. Mr. Tire has the tires you need for combines, trucks, trailers, grain wagons, and tractors. Count on Mr. Tire for in-the-field and on-the-road tire service when you need it most. They are right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. I don't know what you're doing on Saturday this weekend. I'll tell you what I'm doing right after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but I'm doing something I've enjoyed for the past 10 years. It takes place in Arizona, in Peoples Valley, Arizona, about 100 miles north of Phoenix. And it was started 85 years ago by cattlemen in Yavapai County to raise money for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that was struggling to really get started and having a financial problem doing it. So for 85 years now, the cattlemen in the Yavapai County have been conducting what I call a one-day county fair or cattle show, raising money for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Several highlights included mutton busting, where youngsters will do a rodeo ride on sheep. But the 24 hours before the noon event gets underway, they bury about 1,500 pounds of beef in gunny sacks in a pit that is about 6 feet deep. And of course, they throw in, before they put the beef in, they put in the barbecue, the coals to get it going. And so for 24 hours, that beef sits in that 6 foot hole. And then at noon on Saturday, they'll open it up. The FFA members are there to bring it out. And then cowboys and ranchers, oh, and my wife Gloria, get together to carve up all of the beef clods, as they call it, to serve about 1,500 to 2,000 people. Great event. Great community event. One of the many things I like about this kind of event, whether it be county or state fairs, that are conducted annually all over the United States. And Andy Grossetta, former president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, very instrumental in putting it all together. So if you're anywhere near Peoples Valley tomorrow, come on by and enjoy the Yavapai County Beef Barbecue. Back with the final word after this message.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hay rides are a favorite fall activity. When you're hauling folks to the pumpkin patch or scaring riders at Halloween, make safety your top priority on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You wouldn't drive just any tractor, so why use just any diesel fuel? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has 7 top quality additives for better performance and less downtime than typical number 2. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. So ask yourself, what's in your diesel fuel? And more importantly, why settle for anything less than the best in your equipment? Upgrade to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Offering hay rides in the fall is a great way to celebrate the season. With the potential liability of transporting guests on a hay rack, safety is paramount. Bobby Grisso is the Associate Director of Ag and Natural Resources with Virginia Cooperative Extension. He says to make sure the driver is responsible and skilled with tractor and wagon operation. If the wagon doesn't have side rails or seats, provide a way for everyone to hang on.
A lot of times what I'll see is that hay is either in bales or just spread around on a wagon. And so remembering to keep some kind of format where people either can sit or have some handles to be able to hold on to means that the wagon has to be sturdy in the first place. So a good stable wagon is critical, one that's going to track behind the tractor without getting too much straying back and forth.
Before the rides begin, inspect the tractor and wagon to be sure they're operating correctly and check the hitch and safety chains. Have an efficient way to load and unload riders without anyone falling. And once they're on the hay rack, go over a few safety pointers, such as no horsing around.
A little bit of information for the crowd and keeping them on the wagon, making sure that they don't throw things out, throw things in. Making sure that nobody smokes during the hay ride is a critical item. The other thing that is probably often forgotten is that a lot of people do carry cameras and camcorders, and especially on a dark night, that can actually blind your operator if you happen to get them into the light.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips for keeping your hayride safe at agriculture.com.
Look to the Farmers Cooperative when you need lubricants that meet and exceed your equipment requirements. Plus, they offer the best brands in the business. Check out their oil testing program for extended drain intervals in your operation. And take advantage of their diesel exhaust fluid special. Just $14.95 for a 5-gallon case or $95 for a 55-gallon drum. Visit your local Farmers Cooperative branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. As of September 1st, the size of the United States swine herd has reached 73.5 million head. That's up 3% from last month and up 2% from last year. The breeding herd rose 1% from last year, and the market hog inventory increased 3%. Most analysts are calling these numbers neutral for the trade. University of Missouri Professor Emeritus Ron Plain says there may be some red ink this fall for pig farmers, but there is positive news for the industry.
By and large, the industry is profitable and we're growing. Demand is good. Export outlook looks good. So we anticipate more pork. The numbers don't work out quite as much more pork as the USDA WASD has been forecasting, but bottom line, the industry is alive and well. The slaughter capacity thing gives us room to grow production, and I think we're going to make sure there's enough hogs to keep those employees in those new plants busy.
Hog slaughter levels have broken new records this fall. Packer capacity increased at the same time with two significant plants coming on board. Alton Caleb, who is a senior analyst with Steiner Consulting Group, says there seems to be too much focus on the large production numbers.
And I think we forget the fact that, you know, a lot of this pork is actually, you know, going to the consumers and it's getting used up. Now it's taking somewhat lower prices to get that done, but those lower prices are still have been profitable for the producer. And the export markets are absorbing a fair amount of this pork as well.
Halo says July numbers were lower, but he adds that's because the prices were higher. Producers can find out more at the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other other truck makers participation trophies. After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.